Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting your daily financial services news wrap this Thursday, October 3rd, 2024. Let's dive right into the world of finance and money management in Australia. We're starting on a challenging note. The Reserve Bank of Australia reveals fiscal stress is rising among Aussie borrowers. 1 in 20 Australians are grappling with negative cash flow amid escalated financial burdens. Many individuals, particularly those with lower incomes, are finding themselves extracting funds from savings, dispensing assets, or working additional hours just to keep up. Even more distressing, 1 out of 50 borrowers teeters on the brink of default and possesses minimal financial safety nets. The financial landscape currently paints a picture of depleted pandemic savings returning to pre-pandemic levels. Desperate variable rate borrowers are increasingly withdrawing from their safety cushions. Relief is tossed towards the horizon of the second half of 2024, with potential alleviation expected from stage 3 tax cuts and prospective rate cuts. However, a high unemployment rate could exacerbate fiscal stress, reminding us of the intricate balance between employment, interest rates, and financial stability. Whilst we're discussing banking, ANZ just rolled a significant change for Australian savers. New terms call for a monthly balance growth of $100 to bypass a sharp interest rate decrease on savings accounts. On failing to meet this condition, savers will face a drop from an impressive rate of 5% to a meager 0.5%. Experts advise consumers to scrutinize options and strategically select accounts fitting their savings pattern to reap maximum benefits. In a digital twist, small businesses in Australia face increasing threats of cyber scams. This depot of high-tech fraud causes substantial blows on operations and finances. Take Doglado as a case in point. Owner Oscar Vallejo was hit by a massive $50,000 loss when his social media accounts fell prey to cybercrime. Astonishingly, this is not rare. The Commonwealth Bank reveals that scams annually cost small businesses an average of $30,000. To fight this trend, government initiatives, such as the $20.8 million cyber health check, are providing support to businesses in their quest to protect against cyber threats. Before we wrap up, we bring you an update from the Australian Taxation Office. The ATO has demystified rules surrounding the tax deductibility of financial advice fees in an effort to enhance service transparency and affordability for Australians. The new rules explain that fees incurred for tax-related financial advice provided by qualified personnel are indeed deductible under Section 25-5 of the Income Tax Assessment Act 1997. The Financial Advice Association Australia applauds the decision, foreseeing wider access to professional financial advice for Australians. That's it for today's Financial Services News Wrap. Remember, making the right financial decisions starts with staying informed. Join us again tomorrow for another summary of all things finance. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and it's always a pleasure to bring you up to speed. For deeper insights, do visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay savvy and safe. Good day.